We head to the home stretch in quarter number four on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
And welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's the fourth quarter. I think I got through that so far, didn't I?
You're good.
Without stumbling?
You're good. Right? Were you talking to me?
Yes, I was talking
to
you.
That's what I thought.
He's kind of hosting, Ashay.
He's kind of hosting and shading me at the same time. I'm just asking.
Well, Ross isn't here, so someone has to try to fill those shoes. All right, guys. Quarter number four, we are going to do a quick, since it's bye week, how about a little bit of a look back and look forward on the season? First of all, they're 4-1. I don't think anyone is surprised by that.
Yeah, I mean, I think at the top of the year, we all pretty much, I don't know if what you did, but I think Ross and I thought they would lose to Ohio State. Now, we didn't think it would be this painful, and we didn't think it would really come down to literally like one play. But I don't know if you had them losing to Ohio State.
I did not. Okay. I had them losing to Michigan.
Okay.
Still could happen. I did not have them losing to Ohio State.
But you weren't stunned by them losing to Ohio State.
No, not at all.
It's been surprising to me, and Penn State's part of the story. It's been surprising to me how some of the Big Ten teams not named Penn State have struggled this year. Wisconsin loses to BYU. I'm a diehard Nebraska fan growing up, and they look like they're a one-win team right now.
They're awful.
That's not great for the conference. It's not great for, you know, strength of schedule,
Michigan
any of that
State
stuff.
Michigan State lost to Arizona State.
Michigan lost to Notre Dame. We had talked that the Ohio State-Penn State winner was really
sitting in a catbird seat.
The best, maybe the only shot. Maybe the only shot
for the Big Ten
to get to the playoff, because they're still going to have to beat probably Wisconsin, whoever it is, in the Big Ten title game. As far as Penn State goes, though, fun to watch. And I just, you know, had those two teams play 10 times at Beaver Stadium, I think Penn State wins six.
I agree.
Six, maybe seven of those games that just didn't go their way. And I think they have a lot to play for, Jim. I really do. I don't think they're going to hang their heads. Like, I think this bye's coming at a good time. They lost the game to Ohio State last year, and they were in a funk at Michigan State. The weather didn't help them. But I don't think that Michigan State was better than them last year. And I think that will prove out this year when they play.
All right, you messed up my agenda, Bob, so I'm going to jump to another question.
I don't get the answer?
No. No, you don't.
You just answer this one.
All right. So is there still a path to the playoffs with I think it really does help to have the bye week. I don't think it was a coincidence last year after Ohio State plays Penn State. The following week, not only did Penn State lose, but Ohio State had their butt handed to them in Iowa. So I think the bye was the best thing. Andy, do they still have a path to the playoffs?
I do not see one. I see the SEC sort of ringer card as the Georgia-Alabama dynamic duo taking two spots. I don't think the rest of the Big Ten has helped the Big Ten conference get enough of a Q rating to flip that script. And if a Big Ten team is going to make it, they have to be undefeated almost. If Oklahoma doesn't keep losing.
How about Notre Dame?
You know, Notre Dame's going to be a factor. Washington hasn't lost a football game. And the Big Ten's Q rating is very, very low.
Wait,
as compared
Washington
to
lose
the
to
expectation.
Auburn?
Yes.
Washington lost to Auburn.
Oh, Washington lost to Auburn. That's right.
I think there's a good argument the Pac Conference, they're out of it.
Ultimately, you're asking yourself, I think what you're asking, Jimmy, is Ohio State's got to lose to somebody the rest of the way for them to get into the Big Ten title game, right?
Well, let me give you another scenario. Every year we seem to think there's going to be either 10 undefeated or one loss teams, and then we get surprised as we go. So Clemson, that joke of a schedule, they should not lose. Although we saw what happened against Syracuse. I think if Clemson loses one game, the rest of their resume eliminates them. If Alabama and Georgia go to their championship game,
Someone's going to lose
their championship game, and I think it won't be a one-point game. Let's say it's a touchdown or a 10-point game. Could you really take that loser ahead of a team that's 11-1 and has lost only one game by 1 point to an undefeated Ohio State team?
Correct.
There's my argument.
There is a path. It's just it's not a clear one. It's not a clear one, and it's definitely not a given that Penn State's going to run the table. I hate to say it, but let's just what I would like to see from this Penn State team, one of the things is good health. But especially good health at the quarterback position, because we know how valuable Trace McSorley is to this team. And if he has any more 25 carry games, who knows how he's going to feel, because the drop-off is considerable.
Isn't his durability amazing?
It is. Well, at that one play when he carried ball to the one and they reviewed it and they said he wasn't in, he stayed down for a little while because he took two shots on the way to the ground. But he is, for somebody who is barely 6 feet and probably 205 pounds now, just a phenomenal player. He takes people on whenever he has to.
See, I'll describe that play differently. I think he delivered the hit more than he took it.
Well, he stayed down, and you could tell he was kind of gathering himself while people got up on top of him.
All right. Now that you've already messed up my agenda,
you're welcome.
I'm going to go back to where I wanted to start with, which was the look back portion. What are our pleasant surprises and our not so pleasant surprises? Andrew, we'll start with you.
I'm trying to think how to say it. Trace McSorley's better than I thought, and I thought
which
very
was hard
highly
to believe.
Him.
Yeah,
I mean, like we talked last year about saying, you know, enjoy this Penn State fan, Saquon Barkley, enjoy this kid. Oh my gosh. I hope he's getting the Heisman Trophy, you know, stuff that he should, but he's even better than I imagined. That is sort of surprising. I think the wide receivers, basically not named KJ Hamler, being mediocre or just awful is a surprise. The lack of depth at the defensive end position has raised itself because of injuries and medical retirements and those kind of things. That is a huge surprise. I'm pleasantly surprised by the secondary, particularly the safeties, and I just don't understand how John Reed got that bad that fast, missing 1 year. That really shocks me.
I think there might be some mental stuff that goes with that.
It's just not good football.
I feel good about the offensive line. I think that's been really, really it's for the first time they've talked about them, and they've been, I think, a little bit better than we thought. They had some rough moments down the stretch against Ohio State, but you're going to have that against.
Welcome to playing Ohio
You're
going to
have that against NFL caliber talent. I mean, Chase Young, at least they didn't have to see Nick Bosa. KJ Hamler absolutely proved that he can do it against anyone. It's one thing to do it against App State. It's one thing to do it against Pittsburgh, but that he had the Ohio State defense on its heels. They were scared to death of him. Yep. I hope he's good for the second half of the season. That's a pleasant surprise. And just on the defensive side, they just don't have. James Franklin calls them erasers, game changers. They don't have one yet. I like Sharif Miller. He's not there. Etor's not there yet. And they have some issues in the linebacker core, and they can cover them against almost everyone on the schedule because no one's perfect. You just can't play a team like Ohio State and make any mistakes.
I'm going to add just a couple on the pleasant surprises that weren't mentioned yet. Freiermuth.
Yeah.
There's a tight end now for the next couple of years. And the other one is Miles Sanders. I think some people had some questions about him coming into this season. I know he didn't have a big game against Ohio State. That's not a surprise, but I thought he's picked up the mantle and played really well.
I just to piggyback, Jimmy, you know, it's ironic what I'm going to point out, because what he's really good at is not losing yards on plays.
Right.
I know he lost 2 yards on the 4th and 5, but I if you look at that, was maybe one of 2 or 3 carries all year, and they just jumped it. But I mean, he just does a very good job of, against most teams, if there's 3 yards there, he'll get the 3 yards. He won't try and bounce it and lose 4 yards and put it in 2nd and 14. And there's a big difference between 2nd and 7 and 2nd and 14. And then he just keeps to get stronger against most teams.
He's an NFL running back, but he needs another year in college. I mean, there is an inclination that he might be a one and done, but I still think he
you
needs
might
a
think he needs
year.
Another year in college.
I think he does.
If he finds out he's going to be a second or third round pick, good luck keeping him in state college.
And yeah. Especially if you're a running back, there's only so many miles those guys have.
Correct.
And I think you got to go when you get the opportunity. All right, let's start to look forward a little bit. We've got a bye week and a crushing loss. How does James Franklin and the coaching staff handle this 2 weeks, really, to prepare? Andy, with your hand up. Go ahead.
I want to put my hand up. It's pretty easy. You put your schedule up on the board and say, gentlemen, look at this schedule. Wisconsin, Michigan State, Michigan as the three highlights. You highlight those three, circle a couple other ones and say, gentlemen, there's still seven of these. Yeah. What do you want
to
be?
The thought of an 11-1 regular season, I think, has to be very appetizing to the program. It's very rare to see that. And yeah, you're right. If they go 11-1 and they win all their the remaining games, including a win at Michigan, I think Jim is probably right. They are going to be in the discussion for the playoff, even if they don't get to appear in the Big Ten title game. And you just have to wait and see how it shakes out. There's nothing wrong with an 11-1 record, with the one loss being a coin flip against a team that goes unbeaten.
Put up three more efforts like that against quality opponents.
You're going to
win.
Enjoy
that ride.
And you get to play most of the tough games at home, which is always fun. So, all right, we've got the bye week to recover. What changes would you like to see the team make? Now, if they're ever going to make a change in the middle of the season, things like, do you start playing the younger receivers more? Or do we start to see Tommy Stevens more in the line? What changes would you guys like to see made?
I don't know. I just don't know what the line position really is going to be. I don't know how much of an impact it's going to have. To me, that's one of the bigger questions of the second half. Is Tommy Stevens the weapon that we think he is? And will they put him in position to impact games? That he didn't really do it in the Fiesta Bowl. He just looked like he wasn't quite ready against Ohio State. That's a big question. Are we ever going to see Shane Simmons this year? They have some issues with depth up front. I know he's not a defensive tackle.
Right.
Will we see him? And will Penn State's what will Penn State do with their true freshmen? Who's going to play? Who's going to redshirt? If they're going to play them, will they play them enough so that they're going to develop? What are we going to see from Micah Parsons? What are we going to see from Slade? They got to make a call on some players. It looks like they're going to redshirt Justin Shorter.
Jason Elway's going to play.
There's a lot. Is he? I mean, there's a lot. We got to. He didn't play against Ohio State.
I thought he did play.
He did not play against Ohio State. So,
okay.
Go ahead, Aisha. You're up.
No, I'd like to see them find receivers. I don't care what their names are, and where their route running tree is at. Who can catch the ball? Because Trace delivers a ball to a spot that's catchable. There's way too many drops. I don't care if it's Hip and Hammer and, you know, whoever it is. That's all I care about. Catch the ball.
All right. We didn't even get to our bold predictions. We took too much time. That's it. All right. That's it for today's show. Thank you, Bob, Andy, and thank all of you for joining us. We'll see you next time.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.